All right. KJ Talk Radio, we apologize, everybody, if we came on the air a little bit late, but we're going to get it started right now. We have a wonderful guest in the studio with us. This is Elbert Jones, Jr., and myself, Daryl King, author of Dirty South, Mo Dirty, and How Do You Want It. We have with us on this day Blunt, sister who owns D&D Publishing out of Richmond, Virginia. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well. Hey, guys.
All right. That's great. So, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? You've been on the show before, but, you know, our listeners definitely want to hear a little bit more about you and some of the projects that you have coming down the pipe this year.
Absolutely. Let me say hello to everybody once again. This is Blunt, and if you guys do not know, Blunt stands for Black Lady Under Terms, God's Terms and My Terms. Basically, writing books for the hood, writing books for our genre. Street Lit is what it's known as. And I am known for one of the hottest trilogies to ever hit the streets, and that's the Betrayal of a Hustler series. Okay, right now we have three books out, which is Part 1, Betrayal of a Hustler. We then have Part 2, which is A Dead Man's Vengeance. And then 3, The Vendetta, is also out and available. All of the books are available on my website, and that website is For Blunt, and that's the number 4, the word Blunt, BLUNT.com. So guys, feel free to go on my website and peruse at your leisure and purchase at your leisure as well.
All right. That sounds great. Sounds like you've been in the industry for a long time, Blunt, now that you pretty much been putting it down for quite some time. You've built up a large fan following and everything. So, you know, we just want to know, how did you happen to get into the literary industry in general and street literature in particular?
For Street Lit, I want to say that Donald Goins was very instrumental in what I do today. I have his whole series, and I've read him since I was a preteen, which is not good, but it's good. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we understand, definitely.
Yeah, you know, and I'm a true fan. And then we had Terry Explode. She came on with you to the game, and you know, Shannon came on, and Nikki then came on. It's a host of us now. But I got a love for it once I saw that it was back on the scene. And I always had a love for writing, you know, in school, doing competitions, winning contests, and always knew that, you know, I could tell stories. And just the life that I led, you know, just in the streets and, you know, doing the, you know, the wrong things and trying to turn it into the right thing, you know, doing things a little too young in my life. And it all just came together. You know, I've kept a diary for years, and you know, I haven't even touched that yet. So, you know, it's real for me and what I'm doing.
Okay, well, so definitely you have a lot of actual street cred yourself in order to write these riveting stories of street related drama and intrigue. So, I would say the series that you just was mentioning, could you give us a little insight on that particular series, the main character, the popularity of the series with Street Lit readers and whatnot?
Indeed. Well, Betrayal of a Hustler, the series is centered around two individuals in particular, Chino and Lisa, and they are a couple, a forbidden couple, I may add. And it's emotional. They go through betrayal and deceit and disloyal actions that lead them into a murder chase, and basically their lives are at stake. Our part two wants to know, do they live? Do both of them live? You know, does any of them live? And the saga continues with that tale. And they have a host of friends. There's Donnell, who's Chino's best friend, who was actually Lisa's original lover. So, again, there's that betrayal there. You know, I just implore everybody to read it. It's just a tale of a triangle, a love triangle. They're going through the city of New York. Chino has defied his mentor, and he's stolen $1 million worth of cocaine from him. And so he's trying to escape a contract out on his life as well as steal his man's girl and make it out of the city alive. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. So that's a lot of drama right there. I tell you.
Yeah, there's some drama.
A writer or author, you definitely can't feel a story with that much drama and everything. So, I pretty much would love to read that, start off the first novel and keep it going. So what's the title of the very first one of the series?
Betrayal of a Hustler is the title of the first.
Betrayal of a Hustler, okay.
Yeah, and that is actually what we're doing the movie on.
Oh, okay. Now, that's what I wanted to get into. You said an actual film.
Oh.
Now, you're making an actual film of your street lit novel series. So what inspired you to do film?
What inspired me to do film? We did a video. We did a music video. And that actually inspired me to go ahead and get behind the camera and really take it to that next level. It was an absolute joy to do that video. And all my fans, all my friends, all my family, please go to YouTube and search for Betrayal of a Hustler. And you will see Blunt's video for the book, Betrayal of a Hustler. We have Swift Montana delivering that title track. He's family. He played the role of Chino in my audiobook also. And so, it's a real fun project. And with that project, I wanted to take it to that next level and bring it out. The audiobook that we have for Betrayal of a Hustler also contributed to me wanting to take it to film, because you could actually, as you listen, you could see it. And when you see it like that, you want to see it, in larger than life. You want to see it. And so it's a dream. Now I'm driven, we're excited.
Definitely.
Very excited.
All right. Well, I mean, with having the film coming out and you having published so many hot titles and also, having this really riveting series coming out right now. I'm sure there's a lot of writers and a lot of would-be writers out here in the audience that, want to know how to become a part of the D&D publishing family.
Oh, D&D. D&D really doesn't solicit for writers. We get people all the time that, they want to become a part of D&D's family, but with the way our economic times are going right now, we're just not taking on any authors. But we however, we give advice to anyone who is receptive to it, and we advise on how to start your own publishing company. We advise on, how to, submit your works to other companies that are, in fact, looking for writers. But D&D, us as a company, we are not really extending our hand out until we can really feed people the way I would like to feed someone. I know how this business is. A lot of people think that publishing is lucrative, and it's really hard. It's easy for the Terry McMillans and the Zanes, but it's a little bit more difficult for the street writers and the independent publishers and authors, and even the authors who are signed but just have, just like not major deals, but just regular deals. You might get a six-figure deal and think you're doing something, but if you don't get those numbers, if you don't make those sales, you're really not even seeing your money. It's a lot that comes with it, and I advise everybody who's interested in the publishing game to really do your research, and decide how you want to get into this game, because it's a lot to it. And again, it's not as lucrative as people may think until you get to that level of, the Zanes and the Terry McMillans, and someone comes and say, hey, I want to put your, movie on screen. It's just, it's really far and few that it happens to.
Right. Exactly. I definitely can attest to that, being a street lit novelist myself. Before we go on a commercial break, I'm seeing that Jonesy wants to ask a question to you.
My question was, but you just answered my question.
When we are in a position to extend our hand to others, we absolutely will.
All right. That's what I'm sure they want to hear there.
I have another question, but I could wait until after the commercial.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go on a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our interview with Blunt, the CEO of D&D Publishing. Back at you after the commercial.
G&M Flea Market is Forestville, Maryland's best-kept secret, with a wide array of vendors and numerous retail products ranging from best-selling novels, name-brand appliances, and designer fashion wear to delicious snacks and refreshing drinks prepared cold or hot for your enjoyment. G&M Flea Market is proud to provide its customers with not only a diverse, exciting shopping environment, but some of the most reasonable prices anywhere in Prince George's County, Maryland. Located at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland, G&M Flea Market operates at Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Visit G&M Flea Market today.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Duty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Middleton police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Duty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
Well, back again, everyone. KJ Talk Radio. We are interviewing Blunt, CEO of D&D Publishing, and she was just getting giving us the insights of her busy life, all of the projects that she has coming up. So we want to definitely ask her some further questions. Oh yeah, and by the way, we definitely have our resident fellow film maker, also from hailing from DC, Chocolate City, Mr. James Tanner, Park Bench Entertainment. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
All right, we good.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you.
What's going on? Hello?
All right.
You're going to be contacting you.
Yeah, we need to get up, right? You know, weeks ago we should have gotten up, but, you know, we doing our thing, so, you know, we ain't got enough time. I ain't going nowhere, you ain't going nowhere, but we definitely
indeed,
need
indeed.
It.
All right. Well, y'all, I ever since the two, I'll just ask both of you guys, you know, filmmaking process, you know, is it, you know, both of you all have, well, James, you've done film and you've written novel. Blunt, you have done many novels and now you're working on a film. Is there a similarity between the two?
You want to take that, James?
Well, I mean, I guess I can answer a little bit, and then I guess I could pretty much, get your view on it.
Okay.
I think that, you know, this is what we do. We, this is our craft. I mean, urban literature. So if Blunt is doing any project that's based on, I guess, her craft, then they are similarity. I mean,
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, I hear you. Blunt, you agree with that?
Well, I think I agree that there's similarities, but in movies it's different. You know, with a book, you know, you want to be very descriptive. You want to, you know, you want to paint the picture, you know, but with a movie, it's already there in front of you. And so what I'm finding is that for a screenplay to be written is very different than writing a novel because it's a lot of cut to's, it's just action, action, action. And and it's just, it's different in that aspect. Now, similar in that you're telling a story, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But as far as the concept of how to go about doing it, they're two totally different animals.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, I see. I get a little better insight. And also, you guys, you know, we have another member of KJ Talk Radio, of course, the young, beautiful LaToya. A.K.A. Toya, she's here today with us. She's feeling a little under the weather, but she still took the time to come here to the studio, so we appreciate that. So she's
here
with us.
Hi, guys. I'm on the phone. I'm listening in. I appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
So, guess what? So, Toya, I mean, you do a lot of fashion and everything, and you have a very good friend and partner who is a huge street lit fan. And I know that when you tell her, she's going to be real jealous that you were sitting here in this seat and not her talking to Blunt today. So, is there anything you want to ask Blunt or James today when it comes to street literature?
You know, I guess my only question would be, I'm very inspired by inspiration. So I would like to know what inspires both of you guys when you sit down and begin writing that book or that screenplay or that short film.
Well, I'm gonna let Blunt go first. Blunt.
Okay. What inspires me basically is my life. All the crazy situations that I've been through and that God has taken me out of. And when I write, it's almost if I'm not writing. When I read it back, I can't believe I wrote it. So it's a divine spirit. And it's something that burns inside of me. I'm tingling right now just talking about it. It's a gift. It's God-given. That's what inspires me. You know, I don't know about anyone else, but that's my thing. It's just my life and how it materialized and the things that I've gotten out of. It's crazy. And so I know that I'm here to tell and to share and for people to understand that you can come from the gutter and you can shine like a diamond. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's really real.
Wonderful.
It's really real.
Yeah, I agree with Blunt on that. You know, I think that, you know, I love what I'm doing, and I think that I was put here to do this. And think that, you know, from what I've came from and what I'm becoming and what I've became, think that that's what keeps me inspired to continue to write these stories and, you know, shine like that diamond, Blunt said.
That's right.
Wonderful.
That's I can feel it. I mean, I can attest to both of you guys. You know, Toya, I tell you, it's like when I get the pen in my hand, just as Blunt just said, and also James reiterated, it's almost like something takes over my hand. You know,
right.
I remember one time reading about Michael Jordan. He said, they said, man, you do some wonderful things on that basketball court. What do you feel? What is it? Do you like practice, how the defender's going to come after you so you can make a move? He said, no, I don't do anything, but when I get on the court and I get the ball in my hand, something else take over my body.
Right.
You know, so I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Cheryl Wallace, line 3. All right, we have Paula. All right, Ms. Paula, could you come in and tell us where you're from?
Hi, Florence. This is Cheryl Wallace. How are you? I'm good. How are you? I'm blessed.
All right,
I am so excited about all the projects you're doing. I want to commend you on that audio book. It was absolutely fascinating. It's almost like a movie. I mean, it was like I was in a movie theater. I couldn't stop putting each CD in. It was 5 CDs, and it was just more alive than the book. I never heard anything so dramatic like that. The sound effects, the doors closing, I mean, you didn't leave anything out. It was like a movie. All you had to do was just close your eyes, and you could have been in the movie. So it was such a true-to-life story. It's almost like I was there. You know, it was like, I was one of the characters. I'm probably sure of that.
All right.
A lot of people
feel they are one of the characters. That's exactly right. I love it.
Yeah.
So where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, Miss Sadie?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
All right, so you sound like a big fan of Blunt. So.
Yes.
All right, so look forward to seeing her.
She's an awesome writer.
Film when it's shot, am I correct?
Excuse me?
I say, I'm sure you're looking forward to seeing her a film. She's working on film, too.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's gonna be a definite blockbuster because there's some real true-to-life stuff going on in her book, and her vision is so visual that you can actually really put yourself there. And, you know, she's just so explicit with her writing. Her technique is just amazing.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing the movie also and getting into several of her novels, particularly the new series that she's working on now.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm looking forward to everything she has because she has such a writing style that it just keeps you glued where you just have to go page to page. And she's just so explicit with it where you can just, like, kind of be there and not kind of wonder, but you're kind of in it. So it's amazing. Everybody I forwarded the book to, they couldn't put it down. One of my cousins read it in one night, and he called me that morning and was like, oh, my God, I couldn't even go to sleep on this book. You know, so
wow.
It's just that serious.
Okay, man, that is serious. That's the mark of a true bestseller, you know. And I'll just say that, you know, when you put it down, I remember you were telling earlier as we was talking, Blunt, you said Donald Goins was an inspiration to you. Did you read any Iceberg Slim or Chester Himes as well?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you read any Iceberg Slim works or any Chester Himes novels as well?
Iceberg, yes. Iceberg,
okay.
Yes. Chester, no. And what are his titles? I'll definitely make sure that I do.
Okay, well, definitely. So I guess the two worlds of Donald Goins and Iceberg Slim helped to create and give birth to Blunt, correct?
Yes, they did. Yes, they absolutely
did. All right. Well, I'll say this, you know, I'll ask both Mr. Tanner as well as yourself, Blunt, and you guys chime in on this. The state of street literature right now, what do you think it is? What do you think the state of street literature is right now with the great success and, you know, it's become close to, if please correct me if I'm wrong, but very close to $1 billion industry. Almost close. I know it's definitely something like $500 million when I last checked. So where do you think the state of street literature is right now?
Well, me personally, I think we right where we need to be and still growing. I think that we need to, I hope more films are produced from our books.
Right.
I hope, you know, that we can get the film industry to really start looking at our work at a you know, an angle where, you know, it could, you know, pretty much take it to another, you know, another level.
Yeah, so that's precious.
Exactly. So
and Blunt,
there are a lot of novels out there like mine that, you know, that reward that same, you know, acclaim. Like, you know, we have some great stories, and I think that when people, you know, they hear street lit, that name, it kind of has a little cloud, but then, you know, those of us who know what it is, we know what it is, but those of us who don't, you know, they're like, oh, street, what is that? You know, it has, like, this little dark cloud, and I think that, if we, you know, not changed our stories, but just put a little bit more flavor and variety and diversity in our stories, that, you know, it would kind of cross over, just like in the music industry. You do want to reach, you know, the masses. And so, you know, you want to flavor your book up. You know, you want to put it street, but you want them to know that you're not only from the street, you're educated, and you can flip it both ways, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And if we do more of that, I believe that we will be taken more seriously. And again, those of us who don't want to wait, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to make
that's
notice.
That's right.
Yeah, right. All right. I'd like to hear that. That sounds great. All right. Any callers also to call in, please call in. We know you're listening to this show. We always love to hear you. It's 888-815-9756 from wherever you are in the United States and surrounding territories. Free of charge, call in KJ Talk Radio so you can get involved with this wonderful conversation with Blunt. We want to ask also, I'm curious to find out pretty much, you know, do you think that the world of street literature and film is going to one day become one and the same? Both of you guys feel that?
Say that again. If what's going to I didn't catch
it. Well, you know, for instance, you know, you kind of, as you can see, like hip-hop, which a lot of people call street literature, hip-hop lit as well.
Right,
yes. Became, you know, through videos and through the power of hip-hop to immerse itself into the world of film, stage, and screen. Now you have such former hip-hop stars as LL Cool J as well as Will Smith, and then on to even Ice Cube directing films and starring in television programs and whatnot. Do you think street literature will have that same impact to cross over? You guys have said it to actually into even other genres.
Yes, I do.
Such as writing, such as the film, like you guys are doing, television and even
music videos, because I'm doing more of those as well. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
TV, sitcoms, everything. We can propel this into anything we want as far as media is concerned. You know?
Wow.
You can take, what are they doing? They're taking other people's novels and doing it. They're taking, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, exactly what I'm saying, but, you know, a lot of these movies are from the novel based on. From the story based on, from the book based on. You know, this is nothing new. It's just street lit it's going to be new to.
Okay, got you. Like, for instance, the big vampire craze that came from, you know, Stephanie Meyer, Twilight series. You know, you think that that's basically, you know, going to have a similar effect on the world of street literature?
I wanted to.
Stephanie James?
I wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think that we're going to reach a different level, and this is going to happen fast. I mean, I just overheard somebody say that they like the audio book that Blunt put out, and that shows you. I mean, we moving fast. We're moving rapidly, and like she said, you know, you can't wait on Hollywood. You gotta make something happen yourself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You got to make that happen yourself. So, Blunt, I'm going to definitely send you a copy of my film, Temporary Dream.
Oh, great.
So that you could look at it and, you know, see what I do. And
I'm going to be calling you because, I've had some changes. I was telling Daryl earlier that, you know, with film and actors and actresses comes your drama. You know, so we're having our share, and I'm definitely reaching out to people. Again, to keep this project going full speed ahead. So, you know, I will be connecting with you, with Daryl. I'm trying to holler at him and actually get him to act. I don't think he knows that yet, but now he does, and it's on the air.
Oh, yeah, I know now. I know now.
Daryl Alley.
You know, Jane's been trying for a long time, you know.
Okay. Well, we got one for everybody in this book. Trust me, in this movie, it's on. We got plenty of character space.
All right. That sounds definitely like, the time has come for, one last commercial break, and then we turn back. We're really going to go ahead and we want to ask for you both to just give the listeners out here who may be writers, aspiring writers, you know, what kind of tips that they need in order to get into this publishing game. So when we return, we will return with Blunt and also James Tanner, here on KJ Talk Radio. Holla.
World of Plenty Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. Hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailers. We treat our customers like family.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get it started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
All right, once again, we are here in KJ Talk Radio, and we have our guests. We have Blunt of D&D Publishing, and we have Mr. James Tanner of Parkbench Entertainment, and both of these fine authors and publishers, as well as filmmakers, is going to chime in on the industry. I know that, you know, it was tough for me when I first began in the industry. You know, I sent manuscripts. They didn't come back, or they just got, you know, kicked back to me, returned to sender. I thought it was something wrong with my writing, but it was just that I didn't know what I was doing at first. I had to learn all about the copy editing, the proofreading, the double space typing, everything. It's a plethora of things you have to go through. So I'm going to ask both of you guys, what would you tell, the aspiring author that he or she has to prepare themselves for when they enter the world of literature, professional literature?
You definitely want to prepare yourself for rejection. But don't take it to heart. You know, don't take it to heart if you know that you are good and you know that you're good at what you do and you believe in yourself. You know, everybody is not going to accept your writing. What I would say is, like, give your writings to friends and family first before you shop it. You know, they'll tell you what's real. They'll let you know if it's whack or not, you know. So give it to your friends and family before you want to send it out to any publishers. And, you know, definitely do your research on how to present a manuscript, to a publisher. Vicki Stringer has a self-publishing book out, or a publishing book out, and there's Publishing for Dummies, and, you know, there's a lot of theories that now show you how to. And so I would just, you know, just do some research before you do it if you're going to shop your work.
Great. Yeah, that's great advice. Everybody, you need to listen carefully to that. James?
Oh, well, you know, again, I totally agree with her. You know, definitely, you know, talk to, you know, your family and friends and have them to read certain things. Sometimes, you know, even with having your friends and family members to read your work, sometimes, you know, a lot of people don't understand us authors and people who like to write. Sometimes people don't want to even hear it or see
Very
it.
True.
I mean, you know, so I would say just do your research and send a query letter first and then a synopsis and probably the first three chapters. And I would just, you know, it's all about trying your hand. you know?
Right.
Copyright
exactly.
Your work. Copyright your work. Copyright your work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You definitely got to do that.
You can't
do that. That's very important to copy, to get your work copywritten without a doubt.
That's
very,
right.
Very important.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And for those of y'all who don't know, you know, you can even do a poor man's copyright if you feel you don't have the $30 or $40 to copyright your work, because it could be that real sometimes. Just go ahead and send whatever you have, a package to yourself, and just never open it. Just make sure that it's postmarked, it's sent from you to you, and you have your original works, and that stands up in court.
That's
right.
Man,
okay, that's
copyright.
Something that's important to learn. Moving right ahead, now, once you actually get into the game is filled with great rewards. That's definitely no lie. That's real as real can be. You know, we all can attest to that. I'm quite certain that James as well as Blunt can attest to that. But the game is also filled with a lot of pitfalls. You're gonna lose a lot of friends along the way sometimes. You know, that happens. And I really feel that our industry markets its sister industry, hip hop. Do you all agree with me on that one? That sometimes the game can be just as cruddy as hip hop, just not with the body count.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. You know, a lot of people don't know the behind the scenes scandals. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They don't know
the
half. That's, you know, what really goes down in a lot of these publishing companies, and, you know, between the authors and the authors and the publishers, and it's a lot, and that's exactly why I stay to myself, because it's
okay.
A lot going on out there that is
okay.
Not favorable. And so, you know, you won't find too many people who's in Blunt Circle. Like Seven is a very powerful author and a friend of mine. Quan is a very powerful author and a friend of mine.
Right.
Eric Dixon, I believe his name is. Mm-hmm. And just a few, Shannon, you know, he has his moments, you know. So it's
right,
all,
right.
It's a lot, you know. It's, you know, they take this game as, you know, it's a lot. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not really going to say too much
right,
on
right.
that. But
I got
everybody
you.
Has
now,
to
James
know how to hold
yourself.
Their head, you know, when the fame comes, because, you know, it can go.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that, Blunt, totally, 100%. That's why I said it is in comparison to hip hop, very, very similar. You know, with without the gunplay, you know, of
yeah.
course, which we thank. But there
has been
rumors that there have been gunplay too in this industry.
I'll say it right now, anyway, because I'm telling you, I've heard some stories, man. I'll share them with you one day. I don't even know.
Right. That's for off the record, James.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Hey, Daryl, you know I know. I mean, I'm on both sides of the fence. The author, publisher, you know, game, and then the filmmaking game. And, you know, as of right now, I am suing someone that infringed on my copyrights of a film that I shot and that everybody loved. And, you know, the game is raggedy, man. It's raggedy. I mean, you got people out here perpetrating the fraud, talking about, yeah, they're writers and this and that, this and that. Get your product and then, you know, kind of change something and be like, you know, hey, that's mine. I wrote this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
A lot. It's deep.
Exactly.
It's
so you gotta watch yourself. All aspiring novelists out there. Male or female, just you got to be very careful. You got to do your homework, and you have to do your research before you actually get on with somebody. Make sure you got a good accountant, or you know how to count that money yourself, because that's the people in all of every game you can mention, whether it be the music game
attorney.
Or the writing game. Go ahead, Blunt.
Even if it has to be a prepaid attorney or one of those attorney services, make sure you have an attorney.
Oh, with no question.
You need a lawyer. You need a lawyer. I swear to you, you need a lawyer. And that's immediate.
Yeah.
From my first step in this game, I needed to get a lawyer. You know, me and Nikki had went at a little something. And, you know, it was just so easy that way, you know.
Right.
It was so beautiful that way. And I just implore everybody that steps into this game, whenever you have a contract presented to you, you make sure you have it reviewed by a lawyer. No matter if it's 67 an hour, whatever they charge you, it's going to be worth it instead of you standing in court.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah.
All right. We have Michelle from Pennsylvania, line 3. Michelle, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You still with us, Carla?
Yes, you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Hi, Dylan.
Yeah.
How are you?
Doing good, doing good. How about you?
I'm great. I'm really great, and I'm just, like, really excited to be talking to you because I really am a fan of yours. Really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, it's like, I'm an avid reader, and it's nothing like getting a good book that you can't put down when you're at work sneaking and reading, and that's what I do. And, I mean, I finish your book so, you know, your book so fast that it's like you be looking for more. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm like
thank
really,
you.
You know, I'm really excited that you're going to be doing, a movie, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. For Betrayal of a Hustler for Part 1. We are.
I'm excited about that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You're welcome. You are truly blessed.
That's fantastic. So what part of Pennsylvania do you hail from, young lady?
East Stroudsburg.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. All right. Representing that part of PA.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's,
and, because what we do at my office, we pass books around or whatever, and I've gotten a great response from my coworkers.
Well, tell everybody, I said thank you for reading me. And have them go to the website, 4blunt.com. We got a lot of stuff. Just tell them to keep following me. I love y'all so much. And y'all the reason why I keep going. Because it's hard.
Thank you.
And I love y'all. We love you too.
All right. That's good, man. It's great. See, I thank all of you all. I'll ask both of you guys, James, and I'll ask you, Blunt. I mean, the readers, if you all were to say something to the readers as writers, as filmmakers, what would you say right now, and how important is your audience, your fan base?
Yeah, everything.
Well, yeah.
Every single thing. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't them, well, I mean, I'll say just because I love to write, but for real, when somebody tells me, I couldn't put it down, I love it. It's a high. It's a high that you cannot explain. And it brings you nothing but joy. That's all I can say. It's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I get a lot of emails and a lot of hits up on Facebook. And a lot of people, you know, if they're not asking, you know, when I'm coming out with Diary of a Thug 2 or what else I'm coming out with, you know, they're saying that, you know, they enjoy, you know, the different stories, because Diary of a Thug has 6 stories, and in the book, and that's a high for me.
Yeah, it is. I know what both of you guys are saying. It is definitely a giddy feeling when you can inspire people to love a character, even hate a character that you've created out of your own imagination.
Yeah, you know, they tell me what they want to see. It's like, if you kill Chino, I'll kill you. You know what I'm saying? But,
you know,
got to keep it going. You know, they tell you what they want to see. And, you know, even though that story's going somewhere, if your fans say something, you better listen to your fans. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you absolutely must. You know, before we get off today, off the air, I just want both of you all to once again give some information on how to get in contact with you both, and also the projects that you may have coming up in the future, this coming summer or fall 2010. First, Blunt, go ahead, some information on how to get in contact with you.
All right. Of course, go to my website, and that's the number 4, the word Blunt, BLUNT.com. You can email me at R, that's the letter R, U, the letter U, the number 4, Blunt, RU for Blunt, at AOL.com. Also, as far as what's coming out from Blunt, of course, we got that movie coming. I'm not going to give a release date on it because it's a work in progress, but it will be here. We have a reality TV show that we're working on called From the Page to the Stage. We're going to be presenting that to people soon. We're going to have Around the Way Girls, Volume 7 from Carl Weber. I'll be blasting that off with story number 1, Paper Chase. So you guys look for that. We got Hollow Hood dropping this fall. and not the wicked tale of two brothers that's going to just turn the hood out for Halloween. We got some things coming.
Okay. You busy.
We
very busy.
Some things
all right. That sounds, it sounds like you definitely ain't letting no balls go on your feet. James, Mr. Tanner, what you got coming out for 2010, sir? And give us some information on how to get in contact with you.
Well, you know, they can hit me up at parkbenchentertainment@yahoo.com, or I have a website going up probably in a few weeks. I just bought the URL, so I guess I'll be at parkbenchentertainment.com soon, in a few weeks. Not yet, but in a few weeks. But they can also hit me up at Facebook. I think that is Big Money James. Facebook, I guess, .com/BigMoneyJames. And I have a few other things coming out. I have My Girl Got a Girlfriend coming out this summer.
My Girl Got a Girlfriend.
That's a novel I'm coming out with. My Girl Got a Girlfriend. I have I'm pitching Are You Curious, the reality show. I am putting together the reality show Dirty Cash from Street to Street Lit. That's where a lot of y'all are going to come in at, Blunt, Daryl, you, and other, authors. That's pretty much it. I mean.
That's a lot.
All right. Oh, yeah. Both of you are. You guys, boy, I tell you, I got to get right, man. You make me feel like as soon as the interview is over, I got to go right straight to the typewriter or the computer. You know, that lets you know. See, I'm a long hand.
You got a
like part
waiting for you right here.
Just
right here.
I got to get modern, you know, modern technology got to kick in. You got 12-year-olds there dying. Jeez, that's okay. James, y'all help out. I know y'all will get it together, man. Hey, it has been a wonderful, wonderful ride. I mean, just talking to two just of, you know, my heroes in the game. You know, Blunt, you know, you get much love. You've been in the game for a long time. You've laid it down. You know, you pretty much is putting it in. You know, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful time today to have you grace KJ Talk Radio. You know,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And James, you know, you my man, 50 grand. Every time you're on the radio, you always got something going on. You got feelers everywhere here in D.C., Maryland, you know, and parts of Virginia. Hey, man. You know, I definitely look forward to all of your projects that's coming out as well.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Daryl. You know, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah,
I just want to, Blunt, if you can, Blunt, email me and send me all the information, your information I need to, that I need so that I could send you a copy of the movie.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I'd like to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Perhaps come down there, see you, and, you know, I might need to bring my camera so we can follow you around a little bit.
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, see, your chick trying to get her own reality show while y'all playing.
All right, man.
Yes,
so
please.
I tell you what. I the same thing, you know, when I get off, I'm going to go ahead and send my information to you, Blunt. Of course, James, yes. You know, I rap with you throughout the week. But we've come to that part of the show where, you know, we definitely got to get up out of here, you know. But we thank everybody today. We thank Blunt. We thank James Tanner for being here, Jonesy. My co-host, Toya, you know, who still made it up in here, you know, even though, you know, so we just want, I just want to say, you know, until next time, Toya, any parting remarks, baby?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Very inspirational. I'm sure you guys will be bigger than success. Take care.
You feel better, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. KJ Talk Radio, always coming at you live every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. We love all of our listeners, and we look forward to having you next week. Same KJ Talk Radio time, same KJ Talk Radio channel. I'll let you both. Peace out.